Psalm 68, the God who marches with the weak. Psalm 67 taught us that God's blessing is meant to reach the nations. Psalm 68 shows how it reaches them, not by a quiet idea, but by the living God himself moving through history. This psalm is wild. It does not read like a tidy outline. It comes in flashes: wilderness, storm, scattered enemies, singing women, trembling Sinai, envying mountains, and finally a sanctuary filled with praise. That is not disorder. It is procession. The poem moves the way Israel's memory moved when the ark went forward. See Numbers 10:35. Let God arise. The Lord is not static. He advances. And here is the first surprise. The divine warrior is also the guardian of the abandoned. In the middle of battle language comes this tender line, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, New International Version. In the ancient world, widows and orphans were not a sentimental image. They were the people most likely to be crushed because they had no protector. Psalm 68 says that God's holiness is not cold distance. His holiness burns against whatever devours the vulnerable. James 1:27 is already here in seed form. A Western reader may also miss how boldly the psalm speaks against the gods of the nations. Verse 4 uses the striking phrase Rokeb Ba'arabot, often rendered rider on the clouds. Texts found at Ugarit gave that title to Baal, the storm god. Psalm 68 takes the title away and hands it to the Lord. This is not literary decoration, it is spiritual warfare. The psalm announces, every false power that claimed the sky was always a fraud. Israel's God rides there. Then comes another holy reversal. The mountain of Bashan, with its towering heights and old reputation for strength, looks down on little Zion. Yet God chooses Zion, not the impressive summit, but the small hill of his presence. This is a theme running through all scripture. God loves to shame human measurements. He chooses Sarah's barrenness, David's youth, Bethlehem's smallness, Nazareth's obscurity, and at last, a crucified Messiah. Calvin saw in this psalm the wonder that God's majesty does not seek what looks great to men. It makes a place great by dwelling there. Verse 18 lifts the psalm into the New Testament. You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train, English Standard Version. Paul hears Christ here in Ephesians 4:8-10. Augustine said Christ captured the captivity that held us. That is the deepest victory, not merely that enemies fall, but that rebels are remade into gifts for the church. Psalm 68 even dares to say that the rebellious may dwell with God. Grace is not a reward for the harmless. It is God's triumph over the impossible. So after thunder, chariots, and conquest, the psalm settles into one of its gentlest lines. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. English Standard Version. The God who rises also carries. His march is not away from us, but toward us, and in Christ with us. Suggested cross-references, Numbers 10:35, Deuteronomy 33:26, James 1:27, Ephesians 4:8-10, Hebrews 12:18-24. A hymn for today, a hymn of glory, let us sing. Prayer. Lord of Sinai and Zion, rise in your power against all that oppresses, and draw near in your mercy to all that is wounded in us. Carry us today, and make your church a home for the lonely, the weary, and the once rebellious. Through Christ our ascended King. Amen.